Well, good morning. It's good to see you back in Sunday school this morning. Good to see you here at church. Be much in prayer for everyone and each other. Be much in prayer for the ones that for his prayer request, and as far as I've already mentioned, Brother David, and as far as other ones, so had mentioned ones upon the heart, and as far as the ones that are sick in our church, in our class, just be much in prayer for everyone. Anything this morning? If not, let's just go to the Lord in prayer and ask Him for help this morning. Our Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You, Lord, for the day. We thank You, Lord, for just watching over us and taking care of us, allowing us to come back to Your house. Lord, Heavenly Father, I ask God, just help us this morning as we teach Your Word. Lord, thank You for the truths that are in it. Thank You for the help that's in it. Pray, God, You just help us to learn from Your Word. Help us just to lean to You, Lord, and as far as rely upon You. Lord, and I pray, God, You just help. Lord, forgive us, we failed You. Lord, just be with us, Lord. Be with our pastor today as he brings a message, Lord, giving the words that's needed for the hour. I pray, Lord, if there's one lost today that comes, I pray, God, You just touch their heart, speak to them, and they'll draw them unto You, and I know You will. I pray, God, they'll just accept You, Lord, for it's too late. Help them, Lord, for to see their need of a Savior. I pray, God, You just help us, Lord, to help our church to grow for You. Help our church, Lord, just look to You. I pray, God, You just be with us today. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, we've been looking in far as 1 Peter for a little bit, and we looked at last week. I feel like maybe stumbled around some, but we looked at last week as far as just a couple of words or so, be sober, be vigilant there. And that's what we just want to hit back on that today, far as there and in verse 8 and 9. But I want to look at that and far as bring out some things there and try to help you. I know, honestly, when I was studying over this, about everything I do is I've heard from somebody or got from something, so I just pass it on. So it's nothing new, but yet I hope you get something from it, help. I know, like I said, I've learned from it, so I hope you can get some help too. But we're looking at 1 Peter chapter 5. We'll just read a couple of verses and come back and look at it. Verse 8, 9, and probably 10 or so, but it said, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that you have suffered a while, make you perfect, established, strengthen, settle you." Thank God for the word. And I thank God for the help that he gives us as far as this. But like I said today, I just want to look at this of what to do when the lion roars. What do you do when the lion roars? You see there that Peter said, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, is a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." So the devils, we know as far as the enemy, we know the devil as far as our adversary, the devil as far as a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour. But yet, far as you look at this, and far as my attention brought back far as Peter, and looking at Peter's life, you know, you might want to think as far as of this, as far as Peter's telling us, be sober, be vigilant. Well, who's Peter to tell me be sober, be vigilant when we look at Peter's life and far as there? Well, we look and see Peter, far as honestly I can say I relate to Peter and far as the things there. But Jesus asked Peter to come with him to pray for 1 hour. You know the story and the different things here. But he asked him to come with him to the Garden of Gethsemane and pray for 1 hour. What do we see that happened? Jesus, he took his disciples there. He took Peter and another one, excuse me, I don't remember, but he took Peter and another one a little further, and he told them, "Stay here while I go and pray." And Jesus went off to pray, and he came back, and he saw Peter and the other one far as asleep. And he said, "Peter, can't you just at least stay awake and pray for 1 hour and far as there?" Jesus looked at him and said, "The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Far as there, Peter had a willing heart, but he had a weakness far as the flesh. Recall that far as how Jesus first called Peter. Jesus first called Peter when Peter was on the shore of Galilee. He was fishing, and far as there, you know, fishing, and far as the soon to be fishers of men. But Jesus looked at him and said, follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. We saw that Peter dropped his net and went with the Lord and began evangelism and then began preaching and far as become fishers of men. But Peter, you know, like I said, dropped his net and went with him. But then 3 years later, at the end of Jesus' ministry, after being with Jesus daily, something different happened. We saw that Peter was still following Jesus, but Peter was following Jesus afar off. He wasn't as close as far as the Lord as he was. Jesus was taken to the house of Caiaphas to be tried on that night before as far as his betrayal. What was Peter doing? He was following Jesus, but he was off at a distance. He wasn't as close as far as he was. It would not be just minutes before that Peter would deny Christ as far as that he even knew him. On the Sea of Galilee, Peter cries out, Lord, if it be thou, bid me to come on the water. What did Jesus say to him? Jesus said, come. Peter stepped out of the boat and began to walk on the water. Peter began to see the winds and the boisterous and the waves boisterous and the winds whipping back and forth. Peter got his eyes off the Lord and Peter began to sink. Peter then cried out for us to the Lord, Lord, save me. And we see that for us when he did, Jesus immediately stretched forth his hands, wrenched him out of the water and for us the thing and put him back in the boat and for us there. Again, Peter had a willing heart, but his flesh was weak. We can relate to Peter with that. He says, follow me, and he follows him, but he follows him afar off. We see that Peter said, Jesus said to him, walk on the water, but yet he sinks down and below. Peter was a man for his spirit was so willing, but his flesh was weak. Matthew chapter 16, we see that Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi and for as asked the disciples, what do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And Simon Peter answered him and said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. And Peter said, thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Jesus for as said unto him at that time, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. He said, Simon Peter, nobody, that's not flesh, that's not just you, but that's the Father in heaven that's revealed it to you. And he said, thou art Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. So we see there that far as that. But then 5 verses later, what do we see? We see that Jesus began to tell how he must go unto Jerusalem, and this is in the scripture, how he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and raised again the third day. Then what did Peter do? Peter said, stood up and rebuked him and saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not happen unto thee. And what did Jesus say? Jesus said, get thee behind me, Satan. Peter would just have such great moments that were followed by such defeats as far as in his life. His heart was willing, but his flesh was weak. This should not be surprising to us that Peter went through those kinds of times, because in Luke chapter 22, we see that Jesus said to Peter, Satan hath desired to have you, and that he may sift you as wheat. He wanted to sift Peter. I'll just say this, moving on. He wanted to sift Peter, and you can guarantee he wants to sift us as wheat, and far as tear us apart, tear us down, and far as there. But what did the Lord say to him? Jesus said there, but I have prayed for thee that thy faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen thy brethren. He said, when thou converted, strengthen thy brethren. That's what Peter's doing here. He's trying to strengthen you and I. Peter's not, I don't say above us, but Peter's a great apostle. Peter's a great preacher and far as there. But Peter knows what it is to be sifted. Peter knows what it is. So he's trying to help you and I. He knows what it is to have failings and understood through his failings that far as was real and enemy was out to sift him and far as there. Even though his heart was willing, his flesh was weak and he would be vulnerable to the enemy. You know, you and I are the same. Our spirit may be willing. We may have that desire and willing to go and do great the Lord has put in us. But remember, our flesh is weak and far as there. But like I said, Jesus said to him, far as said there, that in this way it would be. Satan desires to sift you as wheat, but I'm praying for you and you make it through and strengthen the brethren and help them. Now we see Peter here, far as is saying as to us, and far as verse 8, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil is a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. You know, the devil would like to do nothing more than devour you and I and to ruin our lives. Lord, help it that far as we don't allow the devil, and hopefully learn today what we can do far as that and far as there. But Peter would say here, I've been there. I know the reality adversary. I know what it is to be sifted. I know what it is to be go through. He would say, I desire to walk with the Lord, to be used by the Lord, to be faithful to the Lord. I know that far as there. But yet, when he says that, he was right when he said Satan was trying to sift me like wheat, far as there. But the aim is real. Now Peter is strengthening us and trying to help us. And with this, with the word of sober, we mentioned this last week, I believe, but with this word, far as to be sober, which means just to wake up in the Greek. He said, be sober, be vigilant. Just mean wake up, be vigilant, look out, because your adversary, the devil, as far as there, we pointed this out last week. It says there, your adversary, the devil, not the adversary, but your adversary. We all have an adversary, the devil, that wants to tear us apart and far as there. But Peter gives here what we're to do. We see this in verse 9. Peter says, there whom resist in the faith, knowing that this same affliction are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. What would we, we maybe ask as far as here and far as some things, why would the devil pick on me? Why would the devil, as far as want to tear me apart and far as do that? I'll just mention this and going on, of course, to get study from Corson and far as some things there. But he pointed out, far as it could be, that far as there's been some to believe through the years and people and time and things, that maybe the devil has like a hostage theory. And I'm just pointing this out, don't believe, but yet maybe the devil has like a hostage theory. And thinking, I'll take all these people hostage, and it comes down to it when the Lord says he cast him into the lake of fire the last day, that he says, hey, I've got all these people here that are now with me. How about we make a deal as far as, that I release them or whatever. I've got all these. I'll release them, but you give them up, but you release me. You don't let me go to the lake of fire. So like a hostage type thing. And I don't believe far as that's the case and far as there. But I just believe it's because of his perverse nature. It's just the perverse nature of Satan himself. He wants to pull as many as he can with him as far as into the lake of fire. It's sort of like the thought and far as illustration you could probably give is you're standing out by a pool. And far as you're out by there and your friends are around, well, it's just good humor fun. It's not no... nothing far as there to be evil or far as there, but you're standing out by the pool and you see the mischief just start to whirl, that your friends want to come over and push you in the pool. But what's our instinct? What's our nature about us? We're going to say, if I'm going to go, you're going to go with me. And you want to try to grab and far as pull and tug everybody you can into the pool with you. If I'm going to go, you're pushing me, you're going with me. Far as there, that's more or less Satan's, is that far as to pull as many as he can with him into the lake of fire. So why does he bother me, far as you might ask? I'm already Christ. He can't take me to hell. He can't take me far as there. That's true. He can't take us that are saved, because we're saved and washed by the blood of Christ. He can't touch us and far as there. But he knows if he can depress you and I, if he could discourage us, if he could defeat us, that we won't be helpful as far as helping others.
come into the kingdom, and it will nullify our witness. He knows that. He knows if I can just get them down, if I can just get them thinking wrong, this and that, then they won't be a witness for Christ. You know, you'll be discouraged about your own sin, defeated in your own walk, but you won't be able to be effective. That, you know, he comes, he how to come against us. But Peter says here in far as verse 9, he says to resist. And I did look up the word resist, don't have it in notes, but I did look it up. And you know the word resist, but it means to combat, to fight against in far as there. Peter says to resist steadfast in the faith. He didn't say to run. He didn't say, hey, just tuck and run, you know, get away from him. But because we know from the armor of God in the Bible that when we run, there's no armor in the back. All the armor is in the front that he speaks of that Paul gives us. So what are we to do? Not to freak, not to run as far as air, but just to resist. He said, whom resist steadfast in the faith. James says the same thing in James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourselves therefore to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. So resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Both say, do not run, but resist. But and like I said, I've already pointed out, but Paul points us to the armor of God that we have far as the whole front cover, but not the back. It is never intended by the Father far as to run from the enemy. Rather, we are equipped to resist and even attack far as the enemy. Jesus tells and far as Peter, it tells Peter in far as Matthew chapter 16, he said, the gates of hell shall not prevail against it, and it being the church as referring to. So the gates of hell is not never going to prevail against the church, which means we're going to storm the enemy territory, not huddle up defensively, but we're going to storm the enemy territory and storm far as against it. Because why? Because he's equipped us. You say, Jeff, we're no match for the devil. Exactly, we're not. I know. In ourselves, we're no match. But greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. We're more than conquerors through him that loved us. And we can conquer as far as that. We have an enemy that won't to take us down and nullify our witness. And if you're not a Christian, you know, he wants to drag you right into hell. Don't allow him to do that. I have some friends. I love no more to see than come to Christ. I've asked them to come to church. I've asked them to be here. But yet, you know, it's no more than just far as to drag them in. Don't allow the enemy. Don't allow Satan's adversary to drag you in and far as there. You're not saved. But yet it says here, as far as is it, Peter tells us, be sober, be vigilant, your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion walketh about. I made comment this last week, as far as roaring lion, as far as I didn't watch much Animal Kingdom and lion roars and wants to pounce. Of course, in point is as far as a different thought of it. As far as a roaring lion in the Bible time and Bible culture is a kind of far as of the a king of the pride, the family, if you will, of lions. A roaring lion is the oldest lion, used to be the king, but now moved in sort of exalted status, but his teeth are knocked out. His teeth are far as not there, are gone in many cases. His feet are slow. Of course, and pointed out, he's just getting old in arthritis and he's can't there, but yet nevertheless, he's just slow. He can do, and his assignment is to do, is to hide in the grass, and when a deer comes in the grassy area, as far as in that area, then the roaring lion stands up and just roars. The deer hears a roar and it turns and runs in the opposite direction, right into the direction of where the young, powerful lions are waiting, and they pounce on him and kill him. There, you mean to say that the devil is a roaring lion? Yes. He has teeth knocked out, though, because it's knocked out at the cross of Calvary. He can't bite you and I. He can't harm you and I. As far as there, he has been defanged or declawed. Not jokingly, but reality, he has. He has power. His power has been broken. He's been beaten up. He's done in. He's taken down because of the cross of Calvary. But he still can roar. He still can make that scary sound and cause us to run and far as want to run and there. But yet, Peter tells us, James tells us, don't run, but resist him. Stand up to him and resist him. His roar is an intimidation and just roars, you know, you're going to fail. And we run right into failure. Roar, and far as you're going to give in, and we just give right in and do what he wants. And far as there, he roars and we freak, and far as run in the opposite direction and run into problems and trouble. But you know, and far as this, and this is why I'll point out, this is what helped me, is that for every New Testament, there is in the Old Testament, there's a picture of that. So Peter gives this as far as a roaring lion, but yet we're given, as far as in the Old Testament, a picture of this. And if you will, turn to 2 Samuel, I believe it is, 2 Samuel chapter 23, and let's look at something here. 2 Samuel chapter 23. Verse 20, where I want to start. And it says there, and Abinadi, the son of Jehoiada, the son of a valiant man of Kabzeel, who had done many acts, as far as there, first of all, let's look, Abinadi, it means to be built by God. He was a man that was built by the Lord in service for the Lord. And he was one of David's mighty men. David had. Matter of fact, Scripture goes on to tell us here and here that David, verse 23, and David set him over his guard. So he was a mighty man of David, and far as there. And David set him over as far as the guard. But Kazel means those who are gathered by God, as far as there. But we go on to see that it says that, who had done many acts, he slew two lion-like men of Moab, and he went down also and slew a lion in the midst of a pit in the time of snow. Now here we see that Benadid did battle two lion-like men. It says, slew two lion-like men of Moab. Then he went down also to slew the lion in the midst of a pit in the snow. You know, this is so true, just like in our lives. That things that come up in our way from day to day, it's just preparing us what's to come up next. And far as the battle, you see that he slew the two lion-like men. Then he went down and far as slew the lion in the midst of the pit. And far as the time of snow, you know, it may be far as too, that far as we have felt that way, far as it's been a cold, snowy day, sort of say spiritually, and far as there. But we see Benaiah went into the pit after being prepared, dealing with these two lion-like men, now goes for the enemy. As far as he goes there, he goes into the pit itself and goes down to the line, but he goes on offensive. He don't run, but he goes on offensive far as measure and far as there. He went down also and slew the lion in the midst of the pit in the time of snow, verse 21, and he slew an Egyptian, a goodly man. And as far as there, you know, Egyptian, what's that in the Word of God? What does it point to and refer to? We all know it refers to the world. So an Egyptian, or the world, a goodly man. And the Egyptian had a spear in his hand, but he went down to him with a staff and plucked the spear out of the Egyptian's hand and slew him with his own spear. We don't see that here that Benadab, as far as went and ran, but he went on the offensive as far as here. That's the whole illustration and the point here. He slew the Egyptian. So what's the lesson here? That far as he took the Egyptian, he took his spear out of his hand, we see there, verse 21, and went down with the staff and plucked the spear out of his hand and killed him, as far as there. So you just say, Jeff, well, I see that, but what's all the lesson in this? The lesson is the things that I'm going through today are preparing me for what's coming tomorrow, as far as on a snowy day. I realize my call is into the pit itself, and far as the gate of hell, far as an attack. I realize that the Egyptian, far as which looms over me, and the world stuff, being a picture of the world, is subducting, is tempting, is difficult, but that I am not to be freaked out and run away, but yet grab the weaponry of the world and do like the Egyptian, as far as attack, as far as there. Don't run away, don't hide, as far as there, but yet attack, as far as there. You say, okay, but how do I attack practically? I understand, I see the scripture, that far as I'm to attack and far as to go, but how do we do that? What about the times that we've been worshiping the Lord? Then all of a sudden this thought just come in to our head, and as far as the thing, as far as there. I know you've been there, I've been there, been driving down the road. Listen to music. It is just soothing and helping our soul. We're worshiping the Lord. And all of a sudden something pops in. And you think, where in the world did that come from? It didn't come from the world. It, as I said earlier, it's a fiery dart of straight out of hell to get us, distract us, to get us away. But yet, you know, as we see there, as far as it, what do we say? Just don't think about it. Just don't think about far as that person, or the devil wants us to get thinking about gossip. What do we do? Just don't think about it? Just ignore it? No. As far as that's not, we follow Ben-Hadad's model. We take the enemy's weapon and turn it back on him. Turn it back. You say, Jeff, how do I do that? You resist by going into the pit and taking the weaponry of the Egyptian and, like I said, turn it right back on him. What does that mean? It means we go on the defensive. We go on the offensive. You just say to Satan, if you're going to play those games with me and you're going to do that, then every time that you fire a fiery dart my way and you do that to me, then every time of those, I'm going to go to prayer in intercession of others and my brothers and sisters in Christ and far as there. I'm going to go as far as the intercession of those. As you see far as back in our text, I refer you far as verse 9. It says, but resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. You're not the only one that are fighting a fight. You're not the only one that's having that problem far as there. All of us, far as there, there's another verse, I didn't write it down, I can't think of it right now, but yet we're all tempted far as the same thing. We all battle the same thing, and far as maybe a different way or different thing, but we basically all battle the same thing and far as there. But when you say to Satan, if you're going to do that and you're going to play that, then every time you fire one of them darts my way and you do that, then I'm going to pray for others. And I thought about numerous people to pray for, and you can too. Pray for everybody. Pray for someone particularly. Pray for a group of people. I think as far as they're young people and far as there. Pray for them. You know what it was like when you was young. You know what it was like. I know what it was like. And the fiery darts of hell really threw our way. Pray for them. Pray for anybody. Pray for anyone you can think of. Not only pray and far as there, but also far as just rejoice in the Lord. Just rejoice in him as far as of what he's done and far as the things and far as there. We know that prayer binds Satan and far as there. And every same time Satan fires a dart our way, all I can encourage you to do is just to worship him. Pray for others. Throw it back in his face. Throw it back far as to him and far as there. And then what will happen, as we see in James chapter 4, verse 7, resist the devil
and he'll flee from you. When you start throwing it back in his face and start throwing it back at him, what's going to happen? He's going to run. He ain't going to stay around. He's going to run as far as there. A good model as far as to give, and I don't have all this down, but yet a good model to give is Jesus. When Jesus as far as was there, remember the time as far as that Satan come up to him and as far as was trying to battle him and as far as there and tempt him and the Lord God and as far as, you know, again, I don't have it written down, but as far as do this and you can have all this. You know, look at all this here about it as far as there and trying to tempt the Lord thy God. Do these stones and make them of bread and as far as there. And Jesus said there to him, you know, the Satan, the men should not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. He was tempting the Lord, but what did the Lord do? Every time Satan tempted the Lord God, then God would turn it back into a Bible study, if he will. He would turn it far as into a thing to attack Satan, to attack him back, and far as there. So again, we're no match for Satan, but yet take the word of God. Pray for somebody, attack him back with that. Pray for somebody. Start praising the Lord for what he's done. Turn it back on Satan, just as Benaiah, as far as did here, as far as the Egyptian. He took the spear out of his hand, went down into with the staff, and plucked the spear out, and far as slew him with his own spear. That's what we have to do to Satan, as far as there. We can't run. Because if we run, we're going to get hurt because it's going to be in our back. There's no protection. But we must resist. We must attack and far as go forward and far as there. So we see there, as far as again, I just encourage you with that. But then I want to look at this. I got just a minute or two. But it said, but the God of all grace, who hath called us unto his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after that ye have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. It said there, for as after ye have suffered a little while. We know that far as we're going to go through sufferings in this life. We know that we're going to go through hard times far as there. But yet, it said there, for as after ye have suffered. You know, that tells me there's you're going to get through it. It's going to be after you have suffered. It didn't say, as far as Peter didn't tell us there, that, well, these sufferings are going to kill you. Sorry. You know, do the best you can. But he said, after you have suffered a little while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. What? How do we get there? It said, the God of all grace, his grace. Grace, we know, is God's unmerited favor. It's something we don't deserve, but it's God's grace. It's him that's been good to us, allowed us to be merciful to us. And God's grace given us what we don't deserve as far as there. It will strengthen, what did it say? It'll make you perfect. It'll establish you and strengthen you and settle you. That just stood out to me just then as I read that, settle you. What times, as far as we're going through trouble, we're going through trial, we're uptight, we're there. But the grace of God, after we suffer, the grace of God will settle you as far as there. So, again, that's all I've got this morning for us to look at, but I hope you got some help from it. I know I did, and as far as there. Oftentimes we think, what do we do when the devil attacks? What do we do? Well, as I learned today and far as through that and through the study, is just attack. Pray for someone. Worship the Lord. Just sing a song. Break out in a song as far as there. You said it was hard when I'm down and discouraged. I'm disappointed as far as just the devil's beating me, defeating me. Just pray all you can. Just sing all you can. Just do what you can. When I heard that, Satan began to attack. And you know, mowing yesterday out working, and I think of stuff, and all of a sudden this thought popped in your head, and it's like, you know what to do, Jeff? I started praying for others.
I started far as praying and far as just asking the Lord to help them. Give them strength. Be with them. I know you will. Stay with them far as there. Let them see you. Help them through that. And it's just like Satan just goes away. I just encourage you with it today. Resist the devil and he'll flee from you. He's a roaring lion, but remember, he can't bite because his teeth are knocked out as far as there. So hope you got something from today. Hope you've been of help as far as there. Thank you.